Any particular challenges over the years getting a team ready during a holiday week or anything?
Not really. I mean, it's much more of a challenge getting a team ready when you're out of the playoffs than it is around the holidays.
You, how has Fred Jackson's injury impacted you?
Well, anytime you lose a great player, which Fred is a great player, it hurts your football team. I mean, he did so many things for us, blocking, running, receiving. He was a big part of what we were trying to do. So anytime you lose a guy like that, you have to retool. Yeah, you have to adjust and go different directions.
How has CJ done with that?
You know, he's really coming around. He hadn't been able to play much because Fred was playing so well, and he didn't play a lot his rookie year because he just didn't know everything. And he's starting to come around. He's running the ball better. He's blocking better. He's doing a better job receiving. It's really been a good thing for him and for us because we've been able to find out just how good he can be.
Can you talk a little bit about what Marcell Darius has brought to you guys this year?
You know, Marcell is a very good young player. He has a lot yet to learn, but he is a big, strong physical force inside. He has been able to make quite a few plays. But he's still learning. He's still a young player, and I think the sky's the limit for a guy like him.
And I guess when you were preparing for the draft, you guys looked at Von Miller quite a bit. What were your impressions then, and what are your impressions now that he's played almost a full season?
Both of them were the same. I thought he would be an impact player, which he has been. I thought he would be a very good pass rusher, and he's adapted to the outside backer position, maybe better than a lot of people thought he might. But we had him in the Senior Bowl, and we knew that he would do a good job of handling that. He's a very smart guy.
Chan, you've been around a lot of quarterbacks. What do you make of Tim Tebow and the progress he's made in the last month and a half?
You know, the last time I judged quarterbacks, which has been every day of my life, it seems like, you're judged by winning football games, and that's what he does. He wins football games. It's probably not in the fashion that everyone in the NFL is used to, but he's leading his team to victory, and that's an important factor for playing the quarterback position.
What are the challenges he brings, though, for a defense?
Well, you have to contain him in the pocket. You can't let him scramble around back there. You can't let him run. And then when they spread you out, you got to decide, are you going to go cover the pass, or are you going to stay in there and watch him running the football? He's the ultimate wildcat kind of guy. He can run it and he can throw it from the quarterback position. So he creates a big problem for defenses.
Jan, you spent a lot of time in college football too. Did you think option football would work in the NFL?
Well, I thought that the first team that had guts enough to try it, it was going to work for about 2 years, and then defensive coaches in the NFL would catch up to it a little bit, and then it would be a struggle. And the thing you always worried about with playing option football in the pros was, could you keep the guy healthy? It's a long season. You take a lot of hits. You take a lot of hits when you're not running option football. So can the guy make the season? That's the key.
Chan, we know you you're in on recruiting Demaryius Thomas back at Georgia Tech. What have you seen out of him in the last couple of weeks, and especially maybe compared to what you saw out of him as a 17, 18-year-old kid?
Well, he had so much potential, and I saw him just starting to blossom before we left Tech, and he was I felt like he was going to be a really great player, and I'm glad he's finally gotten over the injuries that he's had, and I'm really happy for him because he is an impact player. He's got the speed and the strength and the hands to be a very good player, and he's starting to prove that. I hope he has an off day this Saturday, but other than that, I wish the best for him.
Chan, how do you explain, and how have you put your finger on, starting so well, but unfortunately hitting the skid that you're on right now?
Well, I don't know. There's probably some reasons, and reasons sound like excuses. So the bottom line is we're not executing the way we did early in the season. And then when you don't execute, you lose a little confidence. And confidence in this business is a big part of it. So we have struggled in execution, and we struggled in maintaining confidence throughout this whole time.
And has Ryan's interceptions been your injuries on offense, or is he pressing a little bit as the streak has continued here?
Oh, there's probably a little bit of all of that. I mean, he's probably pressing. We've had some guys make some wrong reads, and that's caused it, and we've had some balls bounce some funny ways right off guys' hands, and that's caused it. I mean, it's just everything that was going right early in the season has been going wrong as of late, and so it's one of those things that he's not playing as bad as the stats sometimes look like.
Did you watch the Broncos of late and say, geez, why can't some of those good things happen to us?
You always ask yourself that as a coach. You wonder if they'll even out. And we got a bunch of good ones early in the year, and I thought it evened out about 3 or 4 weeks ago, though.
Do you think people are bizarrely obsessed with the weather in Buffalo?
I think that the people around here embrace the weather and understand the weather, and try to use that as an advantage for us and our football team. And sometimes they apologize for it, which they shouldn't. The people make the place, not the weather, and they're great people up here.
Chan, you got your Christmas shopping done?
My wife's got my Christmas shopping done.
Now you better get her something nice then.
No kidding.